Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And what a good morning it is. Don't you love this weather? I don't feel this heat wave that's supposed to be coming. Do you? This is perfection, which means your mood should be bright and cheery. And it may not be bright and cheery, thus the show. You compelled me to do this show. I can't get around it. Every time somebody comes in with a problem, a health concern, it ends up at the root of it being some form of disemotion, some fear, some anxiety, some depression, some mania that you just can't deal with, that it's at the root of it all. And we don't come in thinking that way. But any of you that have been on the healing journey, so to speak, know that in the end, you end up dealing with your core emotions. And what does that mean? Well, we all have a sense of what it means because we all know what Prozac is. We all know what Xanax is. We all know what drugs are. We all know what booze is. We all know the things we know to get around the pain you feel when you feel those emotions. Now, I'm no shrink, never wanted to be a shrink. I'm fascinated with the human body, those mechanisms. And the reason I do a show like this today is you just can't cut the head off from the rest of the body. If you're depressed, if you live with anxiety, if you've dabbled in the drugs, if you've gotten heavily into the pharmaceutical meds, which honestly, to me, are worse than the drugs. I don't want to get into this. Drugs are illegal, so we don't want to get into this. But bottom line is, when you really look at what's going on at the neurojunctions, at the receptor sites for the Prozacs, the SSRIs, and all the opiates, the rest of it, and you talk to doctors, and I'm talking about the people that make these drugs. I have discourse with enough of them, and you ask them, what does the receptor site look like when you're off the drug, when it's a year later, when you're still suicidal because you can't get around and off the SSRI med? You know, a lot of doctors today are saying once you're on them for life. I don't believe that. I think that's ignorance. But what the doctors are saying is, in their experience, it is really tough to get off these things. Well, why did we have Freud and Reich and Jung? And why do we have psychology when we have a nation addicted to Prozac? Because they failed. They did. Not to knock you out there, if you took your doctorate in shrinkhood or you're a psychiatrist, of course you didn't fail. But if you're on the site, and you should be, go to picture 11. If you're new to the show, I am Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to my website when you can. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com with two T's. Get to the website. Those of you on the website, you got to go to picture number 11, Time Magazine cover. Time Magazine a year or two ago or whatever. Is Freud dead? Yeah. If you've got a grandson in medical school, he's probably not going to be a psychiatrist. He might more or less be thinking of something like cosmetic dermatology, where you can charge cash for taking off women's molds with lasers and make a ton of dough. So I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek. Certainly your grandson wouldn't think that way. But the point is this. Today, a psychiatrist, relative to what a psychiatrist used to be, which is a guy that would sit you down on a couch and talk to you about you, to give you a sense of who you were and who you weren't and how the interferences in your life turned you into a little monster. But really, underneath that, you're a good, loving Christian. Or whoever. A good, loving, whatever you are, whatever religion. Point being, psychiatry used to invite you into a journey of self with the hope that you would resolve these inner conflicts and so on and so forth. Then came Prozac and said, we've got a shortcut. The pain you feel, meaning the depression, meaning the anxiety, you don't have to feel anymore. You can just bury it. Now, Huxley predicted this in Brave New World back in the 20s. Huxley said, eventually, we're just going to have a pill, and that pill's going to put it all away for us. Well, guess what? Huxley was right. We have definitely succeeded. And Freud, if he's not dead, okay, he's hurting. So is Reich. So is Jung. So is Maslow. So are all the transpersonal psychologists. And who's kidding who? The CDC says over 20 years, one out of three will be on one of these meds. And from my estimation, they're going to be basically correct. That's why I'm doing the show. I like to talk about DNA and all those things. I like to talk about telluric currents, and I like to talk about gallbladders. I like to talk about tumors and autoimmune disease and stuff. But at the root of all of this, your symptomology, your health concern, your issues come down. Now I'll get to my shtick. They come down to blocked creative force. You were once a child filled with dreams, with less anxiety and less depression and an abundance of optimism. And over the decades, through a series of disappointments, starting when you were very young, you're left high and dry. The pain gets so great that you can't not feel it anymore. And that's why we give you Prozac. Now, Freud invited you on a different path. He said, let's go elsewhere. Let's take that journey, this long, arduous journey. You know, when you say long, and when you say arduous, and when you say painstaking, and when you say chip away day by day, that's something, well, the truth is, America tends to run away from. Well, it's human nature to run away from it. But America's great at it. We like that quick and easy fix. And so Prozac's appealing. And sometimes you need those things. What a terrible thing to say that sometimes you might need Prozac and sometimes, but you know what it is. A lot of people have to get up in the morning and go to work and they can't skitz out on their boss. They got bills to pay, families to support, and a lot to do. And sometimes you just got to do it. So I'm not knocking it in that sense, but I am saying it is long term the road to nowhere. When finally you get to greener pastures, you got to get off the stuff because you will be a zombie forever and your dreams cannot come true once you're medicated on these things. You are numb, and sometimes you need to be numb. Well, Freud offered you an alternative, and you know what? No one's taking it. People don't do classic analysis anymore. That's why I'm doing the show. I want to give you a sense of an alternative perspective on this. Something maybe to speed your development. In other words, to give you a fuller model. Now, I'm close enough to a bunch of shrinks, good ones, to know that what I'm telling you today will help you if you do it. But first, a deeper perspective. So go to picture number one. Let's go to picture number one. There you are. Picture number one. If you're driving, we're looking at those sort of fetal pictures, you know, the embryos, what you used to be, day one, day two, day three, day four. You actually started out as a couple of cells. Look at picture number two. The sperm met the egg, and the sperm secreted an enzyme to pierce the skin of the egg. And there you began, a fertilized egg. And then you became a two-cell organism and a 4-cell organism and an 8-cell organism and a 16-cell organism, and then you became a blastocyst. And after that, you looked like that little alien there, gestating in your mommy's belly. But here's the point. The electrical field running through your body, harmonized to God, to the cosmos, to the soul, whatever you want to call it, that's experiencing a massive explosion. That is the Big Bang. When you consider the power liberated when sperm meets egg and you develop embryonically, gestationally through that 9 months, that's when you are being developed. Now, the point is, or part of the point, is Freud didn't start there. He started after you popped out. When Freud came up with this stuff, Oedipal complex, oral, anal, Oedipal stage, post-Oedipal stage, they wanted to burn him just for that. I mean, the notion that the little girl sits on daddy and falls in love with him, that was way too much for Victorian Europe, Victorian America to listen to. They didn't like it. Plus, he was Jewish. Both Europe and the United States were Christian-dominated, and they didn't like to hear this. So Freud was ostracized right from the beginning. But eventually, it was just something that you had to see and you knew was true. Much of who you are is about who you are from post-birth, those early years. That really isn't the case. There's a guy everyone should know. He's 90-something today. His name is Dr. Bernard Bale. Go to picture number 6. There's Dr. Bale, probably in his 70s or 80s. World War II veteran. Picture number 7, there he is in World War II. I think that's before medical school. Incredible, incredible story. He's in his 90s today in practice in Beverly Hills. It's a closed practice, sort of. He's selective, wrote a book, picture number 8, The Mother's Signature. What that book is telling you sitting there with anxiety, you sitting there with depression, mania, whatever you've got, he's telling you it didn't start in a rational phase after you were born. It didn't start when you were 1 month or 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. It started gestationally. For the most part, people who have irrational levels of anxiety and depression and live with them have to look to gestation. Now, that's in stark contrast to Freud. Freud started where Bale left off. And that's a big deal. Because lots of you are sitting there and going, I don't even know what I'm anxious about. Yeah, mommy and daddy, and I've heard it, and I've done it, and I've said it, and I've resolved it, and I've forgiven it, and the rest of it, but I'm still filled with anxiety. I am still filled with fear. I still feel like I'm just going to be exploded into outer space. I still feel like I'm in an empty black void, so on and so forth. I still feel like I can't stand up or open my eyes. I still feel like I don't want to come out of the house. And your experience of you is not adding up. Well, Bale is trying to tell you, Dr. Bale, he's a medical doctor, he's a psychiatrist, he's trying to tell you, you have to look all the way back to picture number 1, to when you were that little alien gestating, day 9, day 10, day 16, so on and so forth. Because that's where you are, an electrical field. And that's why I want to bring you into this embryonic sense of you. Because you're so barren, you're so void of personality at that phase, that maybe you can see, there you are, floating in amniotic fluid, enjoying, basking, expanding, like Big Bang expanding, to the bliss of love. or are you? Or are you contracting and shriveling and staying in there, protecting yourself from your mother's anxiety, from your mother's fear? Just as certainly as that umbilical cord is attaching two individuals, we have to speculate that her subconscious insanity becomes your major threat. Well, Bell went on to say, perhaps we should see gestation as in part an embryo trying to survive the mother's insanity. There is another perspective that you love to hear about, right? Your mother was really trying to kill you. Well, you've got to bring understanding to this and perspective, because, of course, the conscious mind isn't trying to kill the baby, but your mother's fear, your mother's anxiety, everything your mother in her subconscious suffers from transfers to the child. And of course, the child in it is in its expansive phase. It isn't there to feel these attacks. It's there to live in bliss. Well, who are you? Who are you? You there right now in your worst moment. I'm going to suggest you think in terms of, especially if your anxiety, depression, so on and so forth, is irrational. You don't even know why it's there. And that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. If you don't know why it's there, if it seems pre-verbal, it is. Because you were a little embryo trying to live in that bliss and unfortunately having to protect yourself from the assault of your mother's negativity, of her insanity. Because there was a pocket of her that was crazy. Now, she may have functioned. She may have been a great mom. In her consciousness, she, of course, did everything that a wonderful mother could do. But underneath it all, it was a torrent. It was a rage of insane emotion. And you, as the gestating embryo, connected through the cord of life, cannot protect yourself from that successfully. And so what do? You drink her tension. That distinction between the embryo and the mom, that distinction is very thin at that point. Well, that's obvious. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to get the gestating embryo and the mother. They're in deep relationship. So, doesn't that make sense then? And that's what Bale is saying. Now, I want to take a moment. Let's see if we can do this. Up top there, click to view the full article on Dr. Bale. We're going to get to what you do about these things. We're going to get to how you have to take sometimes drastic action so that you don't spend the rest of your life in low-level, more topical, superficial, marginal therapies for the rest of your life. Look at that picture up top there. Click to view the full article on Dr. Bale. Let's get to that. And there it is, holistic psychoanalysis. This is a guy to get to know. A bold discovery. Scroll down where it says watch the video. Now, this is Dr. Bale. He's got to be in his mid-upper 80s, maybe early 90s. And this one, he's well into his 90s now. Look at that. Can you get to that if you're driving? Just imagine you're looking at an elderly gentleman of enormous wisdom, still in practice. And watch the video. I'm going to turn the video on. Just listen for a few moments, okay? I'll turn my volume low so you don't hear it. He says he's practicing for 60 years. There he is in World War II. He's talking about Freud. And how when he was a student, it was Freud and nothing else. And so what he's saying is that it was Freud and the Oedipal complex. Age 60. So I'm going to cut it there. At 55 seconds, he talks about being 60 years old. So he gets to 60 years old, World War II veteran, and gets to the point where he's thinking about leaving the profession. For the same reason Time Magazine asked us, is Freud dead? And of course, this is where he had his rebirth at 60 years old. Because he started looking into gestation. Now you have to take this into yourself. You have to do that. You have to ask yourself who your mother was. What were those years like? Was she already realizing she didn't want to be married? Was she realizing that she had gotten herself into a pickle? Did she have a thought or two about terminating the pregnancy? Did she come into it holding anxieties from her parents? Were there physical traumas? Did you birth with a cord around your neck? Were you in a funny, weird, painful position? And so on and so forth. You want to ask those questions if your mom is still alive. And if you've got the knowledge beforehand, well, you've got to understand, you've got to consider that irrational part of things that leaves you unable to understand why you feel what you feel has to do with something so visceral, so precognitive, so primordial, that you can't address it in the normal transformative sense, in the normal sense of sit down and talk to somebody about it, because then it'll all make sense. This isn't about getting over your boyfriend or your girlfriend. This isn't about getting on top of job loss. This is about something that's in your DNA. So you have to think about it electrically. Electrically. I met Dr. Bale once. He came to one of my seminars and he watched what was happening and we talked. And we both understood, we both had a piece of what this transition is about. Well, his piece, of course, was the dream. And he was an analyst and is an analyst of the dream. And like Freud, the concept was to go into the dream because the dream was giving you feedback, instantaneous in dynamic flux, feedback as to really where you were looking underneath it all. Only interpreted Bale's way, well, it was much more interesting then. Now, corollary to this, you have other forms of medicine dealing with the transformative process. And if you scroll down, I'm going to bring you now to Reich. Wilhelm Reich, picture number 10, Reich. Reich was one of Freud's proteges. Reich was just 20 years younger. And Reich there, picture number 10, is called a biologist. He's a psychiatrist that's called a biologist. So now we're starting to get into a more visceral, less cerebral way to understand why you feel your pain. And Reich, of course, is saying, if you could check picture 9, a student of Freud, president of the Vienna Psychoanalytic Society, recognized as the father of somatic psychology. Reich was father of somatic psychology. That meant, as Candace Pert today suggests, that your psyche is in your body. That if you've got these levels of anxiety and you're not trying to mediate them, liberate them, resolve them by going to the body, you're making a terrible mistake. This is so critical to understand. Because if you don't understand it, then you can't refine it. Today, we get it. Some of us get it. Too few of us get it. Too few of us get that you've got to go to the body to go after these gestational problems and that they're so connected to your DNA. Too few of us get that. But even then, the ones that get it, in my estimation, don't go after it with real skill. And I'll get to that part of it. I will definitely get to that part of it. I'll qualify my statement. So, let's put it together again, okay? You're born. You take your kicks. You grow up. You put your mommy, daddy stuff away. And you get through life. And the you that you think you are is a composite of really that little gestating embryo and all that armor, all that defensive posturing due to your pain. And in the tradition, in the great American John Wayne tradition, you take your pain, you put it under the rug, you cope with it, and you succeed and prosper in spite of it. You don't sit there and cry over spilt milk. You're a big boy now. You get up, you go to school, you get a job, and you get to the top, and you stuff it. Well, when you can't stuff it, then you got problems. And that can mean booze. It can mean drugs. It can mean an endless supply of shrinks. But now we've got a real solution for it. It means Prozac. Now, along the way, Freud came in and said, look, if you really want to do something here, get on the couch and let's do it. Well, Freud might be dead. So you've got Freud, you've got stuff it under the rug, you've got Prozac. And this show is about the alternatives. We've got half the show to get into alternatives. And one alternative is to understand, like Bale is trying to say, that you are an electrical organism basking in the joy of that creative expansion. Blastula, grastula, all these explosions in the embryo. Simultaneously trying to protect yourself from your mother's neurosis or insanity. And in the balance of trade, if too much of you is in the protective state embryonically, you pop out already in bad shape. And that's the bottom line. Now you're going to stuff it your whole life. You're going to try to forget about it your whole life. Because these wounds are deep. When you're 20 or 30 years old, these wounds are deep. Do you know why people crack at 50? Do you know why these things break you down at 40 or 50 or 60? So now I'm going to bring in another slant here. The endocrine system. Your glandular power. That embryo, that child, even that teenager, to survive the onslaught, is secreting massive amounts of reserve energy. Reserve energy, endocrine energy, adrenaline, cortisol, testosterone, estrogen, DHEA, pregnenolone, thyroxine, the slew of them, growth hormone. And the fear you feel is mitigated, minimized, marginalized. It's stuffed up. So you can succeed and function. You simply dip into your reserve or you're going to be broken. And so you do. And then somewhere in your 40s or 50s or 60s, you run out of reserve. To have the breakdown you've had, to live in the state you're living in, you had to get that perfect storm. And that perfect storm is the meeting place between the damage done embryonically combined with a thinning, a recession of reserve power in terms of your glandular system. You get that? If you get that, then you're starting to understand you. So you can't get away from a visceral interpretation of this, meaning it's in your being. To call it something in your head is ludicrous. Pert, Candace Pert, was trying to point that out. Dr. Bale is trying to point that out. Before you even had a mind, a consciousness, right? A consciousness. A 1 and 2 year old doesn't really have a consciousness. A consciousness begins when the child develops a sense of I. I'm me, you're you, this is what I want, this is not what I want, I'll do this, you do that. Consciousness is before you have that awareness, you're just a little bundle of soul. There's no introspection. So the damage done there is so visceral. You can't talk about you have been wronged. Your essence, your being has been attacked. And that's what Reich was talking about. In addition, thus somatic psychology. The point being, you have to go to the body. You have to go to the body to get back to the love feeling. So Pert, Candace Pert came in and said, make opiates. You have to make opiates. Opiates resolve the birth traumas. Opiates resolve the birth traumas. To me, as a doctor, you, in your pain, in your disease, are simply a creative force, an embryonic explosion, stunted, aborted, misdirected into a dark hole, chasm we call a symptom or a disease, whether it be psychically or organically. And the job then is to liberate that energy. And the currency is opiates. Your ATP is supposed to make opium. Endorphins, enkephalins, dynorphins, DMT. Isn't that a fascinating way to look at your depression? And you thought it was about your marriage, or your kids, or your job. You thought it was about the sad state of politics. You thought it was about the world. Perhaps you thought it was, well, whatever you thought it was, go deeper. And consider that perhaps those things are extensions or projections. But really, fundamentally, most fundamentally, it starts way down deep a long time ago. In the absence of opiates, when it no longer feels good to be connected to your body, you're going to be in bad shape. So Reich called it, picture number 12, the rigid character structure. He said that you'd hold tension in all sorts of places. And those tensions will present as rigidities, anomalous postures. You can see it by the way people talk. You can hear it in the sound of their voice. You can watch by the way they hold their head. You can observe it by the way they sit, by the way they walk, by the way they bend, by the way they dance, by the way they run. You can see the tensions. Because it no longer becomes pleasant, comfortable, blissful to feel the body. Solution, the telluric ground currents. Solution, the telluric ground currents. Critical solution, the telluric ground currents. Go to picture 14. If you've got this problem, live in the earth. Do not say this is implausible. It's not feasible. You can find land. You can find woods. You can find little cabins. You can find dwellings. You can find brick. You can have space for tents, yurts. Put your feet in the earth. Live near the beach. Go to fine places. If you don't have enough money to do the things that I'm suggesting you do, then your job isn't worth hanging on to. So pick up and go elsewhere and live in nature. If you've got the money, then fix your terrain. Put some money in to your environment and make these suggestions real. And if you don't, your job isn't worth it anyway, so go move. Because I'm talking to you who stand to spend the next 2 or 3 decades spinning in circles, living a half-life. And I'm telling you as a doctor, I'm old enough to tell you this unequivocally. At the end, it stinks. It doesn't feel good when your dreams don't come true. It really doesn't. You die miserable. And you can say what you want, but the bottom line is, deep down inside, it hurts. And I watch people go to their grave all the time. It's just the way it goes. So here's a voice of optimism. There's alternatives. Put your feet in the earth, because the telluric ground currents are there to go in and shake out that gestational damage. That is what they do. That is why in Vedic medicine, that is why in Chinese medicine, number one, your health is about where you live. Let's get over this nonsense that feng shui and vastu are demonic occult sciences. Let's get over this nonsense. If you study the Vikings, the Teutons, the Saxons, the Celts, if you study the origin of all the European traditions from the ancient Greeks at Delphi to the Vikings, everybody looked at the earth as a place you should put your head on or run from. Everybody understood the bad energy of the earth or the good energy, because every live being understands that there's energies off the earth that bring you to bliss or take you to hell. So get into these things. Get into geopathic stress. Don't email my office asking for information. You've got a computer. Get on Google and look up the telluric ground currents. Take this stuff into yourself. Take this into yourself, because where you plant your body determines who you think you are. There's number one. Number two, the Schumann waves. Go to picture 17, the Schumann resonances. These are discharges off lightning out in the ionosphere that create magnetic fields, and these magnetic fields are sensitive. The electrical field of Homo sapien, the electrical field of all animals, but we'll talk about humans, is sensitive to these fields. Our hypothalamic, pituitary, pinealian intelligences drink the Schumann resonance. They absorb the telluric currents. And when the energies of the earth and the energies of the sky are in balance, the body is ignited by life force. And that life force is the psychotherapy you seek. That union between the Schumann resonance and the telluric currents, that is the psychotherapy you think. Now, the reason you pay attention to nutrition, the reason you do your cleanses, the reason you clean your kidneys, you clean your gallbladder, you clean out your fibrin, you clean out your arteries, the reason you scour your body with herbs and do the cleanses and then go to the desert and fast is to clean your organism so it can connect the earth and the sky. Now, can I make it more simple? I don't think I can make it more simple. I can tell you this. I can tell you this. Most Americans today, including those who have suffered gestational traumas, and who is that? Who is it not? If we lived in a perfect world, but if you can link your early childhood to issues, understand they began in gestation. If you don't really have a rational sense of why you've lived with anxiety and depression, if it's bigger than your analytic mind, it started in utero. And understand that your solution, I'm giving you the foundation today. God gave us the earth, and he gave us the sky. And then he gave us a task to do, and that task is to clean the inside of ourselves, to purify, so that we can be conduits of those two entities, the Schumann resonance and the telluric current. Because they talk to our endocrine system. They talk to the neuroendocrine system on a level that makes us opiate rich, endorphin, enkephalin, dynorphin, and what we haven't even discovered. And there's your therapy. There is the reason you cleanse. There's the reason you stretch. Now, this doesn't happen overnight. This takes time. And time, of course, competes with the fact that you can get to work, not kill your boss, not flip out and go postal if you just drop a tab of Prozac. And if it's that critical and that imminent, well, sometimes that's what you do. But if you're thinking about getting out of this cage, then you're thinking the way I'm suggesting you think. Now, if you're doing some half version of this, you're locked into a stinking little apartment in some industrial part of the city, wrapped in electromagnetic rays with your head on the cell phone half the day, or near the TV, or on the VCR, sucking in fumes from the Long Beach port, eating incorrectly, injecting yourself every day with different sorts of foods that don't help. Your body can't feel the Schumann resonance. It will not respond. It will not feel the telluric currents. And you can't settle. You see, we've got a culture now. You've got to understand this. We have a culture that's telling our Americans. Americans are told to do the best you can because it's better than doing nothing. So take a walk on the beach. Pet your dog a little more often. Have a glass of wine at night. Once a week, don't eat dinner. And we've got all these suggestions because they're reasonable and they're rational and they're feasible and they're plausible. They don't work. But that's not politically correct. To say these half solutions don't really do it, well, you can't say that. That's negative. Don't be negative. You've got to be politically correct. Why depress people with bad news? You see, we've done this a long time. We've done it because we could afford to do it. You can't afford to do it anymore. You see, that's the issue. Oh, you're being sensational. You're blowing it out of proportion. Come on, use your common sense. Do you agree or not agree that in the last 10 years you have seen your average Joe gets sicker and sicker and sicker? Are you seeing more sickness in American society today? Are you seeing more mental illness? Are you viewing more of it in the media? Are we not swirling faster and faster and faster into the toilet? Come on. So am I wrong? So we have to take more to the game. You got to bring more to get more. And that's why we have to put these suggestions on the A list. Move to a cleaner place. Build a cabin. Put a yurt on the land. Live in a stone house. Live in a house that's not on a concrete foundation. Listen to my shows. They're filled with these suggestions. Get the perspective. If you get the perspective, just if you get the perspective from today's shows, you have salvation. Because what I'm telling you today works. Works for who? Works for 1 in 100. You know why? Because the other 99 don't do it. They don't do it because, well, what's competing with this? Take a pill. Drink a glass of wine at night. Pet your dog. whether holistic medicine is giving you an herb to solve all of this. Take 5-HTP. Take Sisyphus. Take tryptophan. Take reishi. We have an herb or we have a drug. And we got to do something. Yeah, we'll get to the real stuff later. And maybe you have to. But you see, we start to play this game. And this is why I do a show like this. Because people play games. And they go from one myth to the next myth to the next myth. From one delusion to the next delusion to the next delusion. And then at the end, you're out of myths. You're out of delusions. And you there you are. You're a dried out, cynical mummy. And it's not pretty. Now, I get the right to say that because I got to eat it. Any doctor eats it because the doctors are there at the end. So I'm telling you what I see. I'm not making it up. And in a sense, I'm detached from it. You can go left or right. You can make one choice or not. But my job is to pass it on to you. Just like you pass it on to your children. You know the entrapments of delusion. You know that in the name of your wisdom, you try to give your children a better life, lest they be seduced by delusion, illusion, myopia. Well, that's what I'm trying to do right now. Picture 21, Mahatma Gandhi. He fasted. Gandhi crucified his flesh. Jesus crucified his flesh. The fast, done correctly, done with greater vigor, done in nature, over time, will start to dissolve those embryonic imprints. Those indelibly impressed miasms of negativity born to you, brought to you from generations. If your ancestors have starved and starved and starved and starved, if they've been hunted and hunted and hunted and hunted, you, as you develop embryonically, are bearing the brunt of generations of anxiety, generations of depression. And you have to bring deep, vigorous, passionate, spiritually evolved solutions. And fasting was one of them. But when I say fasting, I mean fasting. Now, you may need supervision in this process, so go get supervision. You will need education in this process, regardless of whether you're paying someone to supervise or not. And these places are all over. They're all over. It's not that hard to find reasonable supervision. Gandhi is a perfect example. You have Gandhi or you have Prozac. Look at picture 23. I took my Prozac today. There's about 25 to 50% of Hollywood. I know Hollywood. I'm close enough to Hollywood. About 1 in 3 is on some form of a drug. And if you add all the recreational stuff, about half of Hollywood lives with this stuff. It's payback. It's payback. If you make a living creating illusion and delusion, right? Few in Hollywood are truly committed to the expression of truth. Most of what we call Hollywood is committed to illusion. And you see the repercussion of it. If you know the ins and outs of the people that work in the film business, they're filled with this kind of thing. And I'm not singling them out. I just experience a lot with them. It's just because of the way my life is. But there it is. I took my Prozac today and I'm smiling. Or you have Gandhi, or you have Reich, or you have Baal. or you have Xanax, or you have Prozac. You have the telluric currents. You have putting your house, you have putting your feet where they built the temples. And this is about sensitivities you develop to where you put your body. The result of these sensitivities was encapsulated in the feng shui and the vastu, and every culture had a sense of this. So if you're moving, if you live in an apartment and you're moving, move to where the dog sleeps, where the vibrations are good. Oh, but you can't. No, you can. You can. Don't make yourself suffer. There are a million excuses not to live where the grass is green. And you don't have to accept your limitations there. Who cannot cleanse? Who cannot stretch? But to what degree? What are your expectations? Your expectations when you clean your body are only really fulfilled in the later stages. So if you've been through the kidney cleanses, if you've been through the gallbladder cleanses, if you've been through the fasts, if you've stretched your tendons to the place where your body starts to feel like it's on the earth again, you know that is a later phase accomplishment. To be realistic about what it takes to get to the anxieties, the depressions, and the crazy emotions we're talking about today, those resolutions come in the later stages. And this is where the word faith has meaning. This is where the word opiate has meaning. In other words, to sensitize yourself to the pleasure, however small, in a fast, in a cleanse, in a coffee enema, in an olive oil flush, in a kidney cleanse, in a wheatgrass juice enema, in a colonic, in an afternoon on a yoga floor, through a massage. To sensitize yourself increasingly to the euphoric benefit of this, however small, and to stay on track is your act of faith. The opiates will come to you in little packets, which is why we all have to have faith. Faith is born out of experience. It's born out of repetition. It's born out of doing, and it's born out of knowledge. And if you're simply going through the motions of holistic medicine, if you're simply going through the motions, my doctor told me to do the cleanse, so I did the cleanse, and frankly, I didn't feel much better. Gee, I guess this doesn't work. I took the herb my doctor told me to take, my therapist told me to take. I didn't feel anything. I guess it doesn't work. It made me feel worse, in fact. At first base, on your way in the early phases, you have to understand that your body hasn't yet become pure enough to be sensitive enough to how to take the second step. The first step is just to get through it. By the time you are filled with anxiety, you're numb to pleasure. By the time you're filled with depression, you're numb to pleasure. So if in fact what you're doing is growing or reconnecting back to the bliss of life, to the opiate born experience of childhood, if that's what you're reconnecting to in a healing, you're starting from a very numb place. And by definition, then, how can you expect to really celebrate result early on? And this is the paradox you face. This is sometimes why you pay for supervision. It's why you pay for therapy. The therapist, the doctor, the supervisor is supposed to keep you on track. 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. If this makes sense to you, if this grassroots perceptive, if this grassroots perception of your process hits you in the soul, 714-850-1007. That's my office. It's like a ER room, I think. It's people who have health concerns on multiple levels who don't have a perception of process. If you've been from holistic practitioner to holistic practitioner to holistic practitioner to medical doctor to medical doctor back to holistic practitioner, if you've tried every herb under the sun because it promises so much and delivers little, what you're missing is a perception of your process. You may have had a lot of good therapists of doctors already, but what you don't have is a way to piece it together. You lack the education, even if you have the faith. And without the education, if you don't have the faith, you'll never get the faith. 714-850-1007. Enjoy this day. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.